Hello everyone, and greetings to all of you, my fellow inclusive Androiders around the world. This is Warren Carr, welcoming you to an unboxing of the Yumi Super. Hello everybody, and welcome to an inclusive Android unboxing of the Yumi Super. I'm not sure if this thing is pronounced Yumi or Umi. It's coming from China, so you never can tell. But I just picked this up from the mail, and I'm going to do a quick unboxing of it and take a quick tour of the device. We'll go ahead and do that right now. All right, so I'm going to open this bag. All right. That's out of the way. That was the wrapping that the address was on. Now I'm gonna get it out of the little plastic wrap in here. All right. I think we got that. Oh boy. All right. Now inside, put that wrapping over there. Inside is a aluminum box. Feels really nice, and you've got, you know, stickers or tape here on the two sides. Let's peel this off. There we go. Here's another one. All right, and then I'm gonna open this. All right, taking off the top of the box, and there's what we have in here, little paper covering, and there is the phone. Take that out of the plastic bag here. Oh my, there we go. Now the phone feels nice and solid. I think I hit one button. Looks like I hit the power button or something, but holding it and having it facing me to the right of me on the side, you know, there's a long bar near the top, and I believe that's the power, I mean that's the volume rocker, and then below that is what I believe to be the power, and then on the left side is another button. Oh, I feel some vibration. There we go. And inside, there's a USB-C cord and a European type of wall plug. And I think these guys were not sure if they were going to be sending this thing to the US. So there's a little US wall adapter here, but it wasn't in the box. So I'm going to put my two fingers down just to be sure, see if this thing is going to come on or not. If it has talkback, I got my two fingers down.
Continue touching the screen until you hear a beep to enable accessibility mode.
There it goes.
Accessibility tutorial.
Oh, there we go.
Explore by touch is turned on. You can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around, showing items 1 to 15 of 25.
Okay, I will say that the speaker sounds pretty puny. Talk about punity. This is truly puny.
Google. Good. Keep sliding your exit button.
I'm going to exit.
Welcome.
All right.
Language, English, United States button.
All right, so I'm going to go on.
Start button.
Start.
Insert SIM card.
Nah, I'm not going to insert any SIM cards right now.
Not sure how. Check the instructions that came with your phone. Insert SIM cards. Not sure how. Check the instructions that came with your phone.
Okay.
Skip button.
Skip for now.
Select Wi-Fi. CYBERHUB. Wi-Fi signal full.
So let's say I want to see if it's going to speak my passwords. I don't think it would. It will need my headset.
Shift.
Yeah, so definitely.
Symbols. Showing items 1 to 7 of 35. Symbols mode.
Okay, so
not checked. Show password checkbox. Show password checked. Letters mode.
Okay, let's see.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 36.
No. Okay. I'm gonna just cancel out of this, so I'm gonna hit the back key.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 35.
For some reason, the back is on the right-hand side, just like a Samsung phone. Well, tell you what, let me...
Showing items 1 to... Dot. Dot. Delete. Period deleted. Space deleted.
Let me put on my headset and go ahead and just put in the password just for giggles and see what happens. So I'm going to pause this recording and come back after I've put in my password, all right? Okay, so I am back. I just put in my password and...
Use another Android device. You can quickly copy your current setup to this UMI_super.
Okay, I'm going to skip... That
not
process.
Copy your Google accounts, apps, and data from your other not checked. No thanks. Radio button. No thanks. Checked. Next button. Sign in.
Here's the sign in page. I'm not gonna sign in yet. I'm just gonna go skip this. I wanna check the UI of the phone and see what it all entails. So I'm just gonna skip the signing in for now.
Skip account setup. Skip button. Name. Adding your name allows your phone to personalize some apps.
I'm gonna skip all of that.
Next button. Account setup. To add another Google account, see set. Not checked. Radio button. Not now. Add later and.
All right.
Next back button. Next button. Protect your phone.
Protect my phone.
Protect your phone. Prevent others from using this phone without your permission by activating device protection features. Learn more. Not checked. Set up PIN, pattern or password. Radio button. Not checked. No, thanks. Radio button.
No, thanks for now.
No, thanks. Checked.
Next.
Skip button.
Skip.
Alert device protection features will not be activated. You won't be able to prevent others from using this phone if it's lost, stolen or wiped. Don't skip. Skip anyway.
Skip anyway.
Skip anyway button. Google services. These services put Google to work for you, and you can turn them on or off at any time. Data will be used in accordance with Google's privacy policy.
Tap on more.
More button. Next button. Device unlocked. Home.
And I'm going to explore around the screen now and see what we have here at the home.
Monday, June 13th, 3:44 p.m. Google app, Google search, Google app, Wi-Fi 3 bars, no SIM card.
Okay.
Wi-Fi 3 bars. Google app.
Let's go down.
Music. Play Store. Camera. Double tap to
camera's
Play Store.
In the main screen.
Double tapped music.
Not at the dock.
Double tap settings.
The settings
double tap
there.
To select browser, messaging, apps, contacts, phone, overview button.
So this is like a Samsung phone in the sense that the back key is on the right hand side, while the overview button is on the left, and I believe the home key is in the middle.
Home button.
Yep, for sure.
Back button.
All right.
Messaging. Apps.
It has an apps drawer.
Apps page 1 of 2. Apps.
Let's see what we got in here.
Calendar. Calculator. Browser. Backup and restore.
Huh.
Clock. Contacts. Downloads. Gallery. FM radio. Flashlight. File manager. Gmail. Google. Maps. Messaging. Play Store. Play movies and TV. Phone. Music.
Okay, let's scroll.
Apps.
Two finger. Whoops.
Messaging.
Excuse me.
Back button. Apps.
Now let's go back to
home button.
Apps.
Apps page 2 of 2.
Okay, so.
Sound recorder. SIM toolkit. Settings. Search. Apps page.
That's it.
Settings.
So as you can see, this thing is not bloated at all, and I want to go into the settings and see
settings.
What I can find.
Settings.
In the settings, here's what we got.
Wireless and networks. Wi-Fi. Turbo download. Bluetooth. SIM cards. Data usage. More. Double device.
Scroll up.
More. Display. Sound and notification. Apps. Storage and USB. Harlequin LED notification.
What was that?
Battery. Memory. Battery. Harlequin LED notification. Battery. Battery. Memory. Personal. Location. Security. Accounts. Language and input. Google. Backup and reset. Smart assistant. Date and time. System. Date and time. Scheduled power on and off. Accessibility. Printing. About phone.
Look about phone. About phone.
Status, phone number, signal, etc. Status. Battery status, not charging. Showing items 1 to 8 of 9. Double tap to select battery level, 100%. SIM status. IMEI information. IP address, FEAW. Wi-Fi MAC address, DC,
okay, let's go back.
Back button. About phone. Baseband version, MOLI, LR11, W1539, MD. Kernel version, 3.18.2. Build number, UMI Super, V3.01_20160,000. Custom build version, alps-mp-mo.mp7-v1_even6.
Alright, so well, as you can see, the phone doesn't have
overview button.
A bunch of bloatware to speak
back
of,
button.
Really. This is
settings.
Almost pure stock as it is, with the exception of few, you know, two or three of their own stuff.
Shortcut
like the
system. Date and time.
Like
accessibility.
The let's see,
Date
there was
Google.
Turbo download.
Battery.
And smart assistant
Double
or
memory.
Something like that.
Personal. Location. Security. Accounts. Language and input.
Yeah, where was it? It's somewhere here.
Backup and reset. Smart assistant.
There we go. So this smart assistant, which is
Google.
From them. Or maybe
memory.
Actually maybe that's part of
personal.
Marshmallow.
I
don't remember. But
Device.
I know there was something Turbo.
Wi-Fi.
Turbo download. There we go. Those are the only
Home
things
button.
That I found
button.
That are not
Home button.
You know,
Home.
Part of stock. Let's pull down notification,
notification
bar.
Shade. SIM card notification, January 13th, 15th. SIM card has been removed. App permission management is closed.
Oh. Let's scroll
Quick
down.
Settings. Display brightness seek control, 61%. Wi-Fi 3 bars. Emergent settings button.
All right, let's take
Home.
A look at the phone app.
Contacts. Phone. Phone. No one is on your speed dial yet. No one
I
is
know.
On your speed dial. Dial pad button.
And dial pad.
2, ABC. 2.
Okay, it's lift to type. It's,
three,
it's just stuck.
3. Create new contact.
Let me see the phone settings.
More options button.
Look at the settings.
Import, export. New contact. Settings. Settings. Display options. Sounds and vibration. Quick responses. Calling accounts.
Let's see.
Quick responses. Calling account. Calling accounts. Calling account. Hearing settings. Hearing aids. Turn on hearing aid compatibility. Not checked. Checkbox. Noise reduction. Suppress your background noise during calls. Checked. Checkbox. Double tap to select.
That is checked.
All calling accounts. Select which accounts can make calls.
And of course, I don't have any SIM cards on there, so we can't.
Overview button. Home button.
I keep
button.
Trying to hit
settings.
The overview to go back.
Display options. Sounds and vibration. Quick calling accounts.
That
sounds and
that's
vibration.
It.
Double tapped display options. Sounds and vibration.
Let's take a look at
allow.
The ringtones.
Allow phone to access allow button. Sounds and vibration. Also vibrate for calls. Not check. Dial pad tones, not checked, checkbox. Double tap to select. Also vibrate fork, phone ringtone, beat plucker.
Just look at the ringtones.
Not checked, bell phone. Not checked, Bentley dubs. Bentley dubs, checked. Not checked, bird loop. Bird loop, checked. Not checked, Bollywood. Bollywood, checked.
Oh god.
Not checked, be use a move. Be use a move, checked. Not checked, champagne edition, checked.
Ah, give me the champagne edition.
Not checked. Curveball blend. Curveball blend checked. Not checked. Dancing pool. Dancing pool checked. Cancel button.
Well, you got
sounds
an idea.
Vibration.
I'm gonna hit the home key now. I will be doing some more review of this thing. And you know, to conclude. The phone is not your thin phone. It's if you
lock
want
screen.
Something
screen
thin,
off.
Then definitely this is not for you. This feels nice, heavy, sturdy phone in the hand. And so it's not a typical, you know, a thin phone, you know, feels, you know, well built. You know, I'm trying to find something to compare this to, and I think what comes to mind, you know, feels like an HTC phone somehow on the, you know, feeling the sides, you know, typical of, you know, early HTC devices or something of that nature. However, it is a thick phone. It's not, you know, it's not a thin phone. So that keep that in mind. If you're not interested of, you know, in something that's thick, then this may not be for you. I would be doing some more reviews on this thing, but I'm glad this thing is all stock, or basically stock. And I will be doing some more. And thanks for listening. And this is Warren Carr for InclusiveAndroid.com.